A lot lower.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Episode number 6. And today we're talking about stagnation, stagnant water, stagnant life, all of that stuff. So I have a little story about way back in time. Well, not that long, but I was out long ago. No, it wasn't. I was out paddleboarding on this wonderful little lake, and it was really pretty. It was just smooth. Nothing could go wrong. It was all, you know, those little sweet edges you could coast up to and bounce back. And then on one end, there are all these little lily pads. And I thought, oh, those look cool. I think I'll float over there. So I paddled my way over, and next thing I knew, I couldn't move. I was like, kept trying to go forward, and I couldn't. So all of a sudden, I got flipped off of my paddleboard, and it was all because my rudder had gotten hooked in the weeds.
Oh, my God.
And the roots of the – yeah, it was insane. Luckily for me, it was not deep. I could actually touch the murky, mucky ground. You know that feeling of, like, slimy mud? I still could feel it between my toes. And I had to get my paddleboard unhooked from all the weeds so I could get out of there. But had I panicked,
yeah,
I would have been a tangled up mess, and I would have been screaming probably.
I probably would have anyway. I just, yes. I hope.
But kind of on a side note, but related to that, we're talking today about how we can hold up the mirror to each other to see to see where we are in life. And there's a metaphorical meaning to that about how you can look at yourself objectively when you hold up the mirror, or when someone holds up the mirror to you, not really with an actual mirror, but just metaphorically there.
Yeah.
Or you can take a look at your reality or how you're perceiving your reality, or just a kind of coming out and looking, examining the truth and revealing something about you.
Oh, God.
Anyway.
Well, sorry about that. This is Tucker, by the way. I struggle, you know, when you talked about holding up the mirror, and maybe it was the dancer part of me that was like, ooh, mirror, I have to look, you know, it's like someone in the community wanting to hold up the mirror and go, look, I'm sorry, I'm a little distracted. Stop it.
Fine, Tucker. He's just fine.
Oh my gosh. So it's basically, do we have that person that can hold up the mirror for us? Whether we want to see it or not, they can hold it, and in a gentle way, right? It doesn't have to be like in your face, look at you. So with all this, we guess we need to introduce ourselves. I am Jan.
And I'm Mary.
And we are take two. Yeah.
Take two. And we hold the mirror up for each other all the time. And it's really helpful.
It's a blessing. It's a blessing. Yeah, it really because is. Sometimes I know if I have to hold up my own mirror, I don't like what I see. And then the stories start telling themselves. And then I put the mirror down. I can shut down. Now, I can say I've grown through that. But when your lies are outweighing your wins, it can get hard, or afraid. Do you ever feel afraid to look and you don't want to know? You don't want to know the truth. You don't want to do it by yourself. You don't want to look and see and feel. It's scary.
Yeah.
It can just be scary. And so I know those things can hold me back at times from seeing, and I'm grateful for the people around me who love me enough to keep holding the mirror lovingly, mm-hmm. you know, lovingly. Mm-hmm. So the fear won't stagnate me. Oh, that word, mm-hmm. stagnate. It's like that. What's the stuff that got wrapped around you? What's that called?
The muck.
The muck.
There's probably a real name, but it was the weeds, the roots, the tangles.
Oh my God. What I visualize is it wrapping, getting my feet and that stagnant, you can't move. Ooh, Ooh, and relating that to the healing part of you and looking and growing. Ooh. And so I don't know. I'm grateful for you, Mary. I'm grateful that you helped me to stay unstuck. So thank you.
And you too. I think we're a couple of people who, I mean, I don't think we've ever been stagnant. Our personalities are not that sort. But we all have moments, right?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, God, I just don't want to do anything today. Or there's times, I mean, really, there's nothing wrong in your life. It's just you're on a pattern of doing the same old, same old, same old. It's like taking the same walk every day to follow the same pattern. I just can't make myself do that. I have to go backwards. I don't know, take a route.
No, it, but, yeah.
It's kind of like getting in survival mode and just making it. So
well, when you take that same route, I feel like it's there's a lack of thinking. Like you go into that numbing spot. It's the rabbit hole for me when I don't want to feel that same old of that this, you know, that scroll thing. Mm-hmm. And same, it's that familiarity where you don't have to. You don't have to feel, think. You just,
And you start comparing yourself when you do that scroll. We've talked about that. How you compare yourself to others, and then you feel stuck because you're not where they are, but that's not your life. And anyway, there's a reason we're talking about this today. Yes. We've been talking about renewal, and we've moved into more talking about healing and belonging and a sense of community. So moving from I am to more of a we are, which we started talking about last week.
Yeah.
Anyway, Jen, you have I'd love to hear your story about that.
Oh, you know, sometimes when you have someone close to you, have you ever walked into the room? Maybe their health isn't good. I don't know. Maybe wherever they are in life. And you have this moment where you walk and you see them and there's this visual, say they're sitting and they're just sitting. There's like no expression, just no nothing. And you've seen that a lot. Like it's been around you a lot. And so I, in my mind, I'm like, okay, so what's going on? And I found that the longer they sit in that ruminating, that stagnating place, that you can see the corrosion of their very being. And it has effing flipped on my head, right? I mean, I feel like I'm in the front row seat of life. I'm in the front row seat of life and I'm watching someone very close to me, someone that is dear, and I will not assume or put anything into their story, but I'm just watching on the outside and seeing it, and it's painful. But as I'm learning, truly learning from this, it's okay. I have a choice now to think about it and to change my identity, to change my mindset. So if I can change my mindset, there's that possibility, I don't know where I'll be, that it'll have less corrosion and more movement, more flow. It's that stagnation. You think about the rust, things that even collect rust, or if they're not moving, like a moving car, or even in a house, it operates better when it's moving and it's alive. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it's hard. It's a hard thing. It's a hard thing to participate in, but it's something that I'm being internally charged with.
Yeah. To scary too. It's,
yeah.
I mean, it's a strong message, isn't it, for yourself?
Yeah.
How you live, because the choices you make.
Yes.
Now.
They
are
really
long-term effect.
They really do fucking matter. And, you know, even as a younger human, you know, you're lower on the stories, right? Your second story, first story, third story. There's, I don't know. Sometimes I feel like I'm fucking invisible now. And that's my ego. What the? But then I get a check, and then I get that check, right? I was just sick this weekend, and it was, you know, stress equals sinus for me. And so it's a check. So it's about it. What you do really matters. There's because you want your full potential. I want to live my full potential. I think you want to live your full potential.
Absolutely. Working on it every flipping day.
Every day. Right. Right. Every day. Yes. Every damn day.
And it's okay. I think there are times when we get disengaged or we just like fall off of it or we have to just go eat potato chips or something. I don't know. That's a bad example.
True. No, I did. I did that too last week. And I don't do that. And I did.
You know, I was thinking just a little bit ago, this is unrelated to our direction that we were going in today, but I was thinking about how as an artist, one of the tricks that you use is to hold a mirror. And you use
really?
That, you walk away from what you're creating. Yeah, it's really cool. You have your work standing up and you walk away from it and you look in the mirror at your work, look back at it.
Like this?
And
like...
it tells you the truth about what you're seeing.
What the
hell? I know. Isn't that the coolest?
Did you do
it
that?
I do it all the time. It's informed my thinking about how I'm creating something. I mean, sometimes you can't see it. It's like this. You can't see it when you're looking at it yourself, but somebody else can see it. So you're removing yourself from the artwork and looking at it like a third person, like third eye, second
wow.
eye. You
know, okay, eye. So I'm going to challenge you with that. As a dancer who's staring in a mirror all day long,
yep.
And that can become the reality, as distorted as it could be, because of course I've had some body dysmorphia. You know, I've struggled with bulimia as a young dancer, and it's wow, and the lack of reality. I wonder what would happen if I brought another mirror in to even reflect on the mirror.
Yeah, that's really curious. You've always have mirrors around you.
Yes.
I mean, in an art studio, too, you have mirrors around you so that you can see and really take another look.
Yeah.
Also to make your studio feel bigger.
And I think
that's another thing.
And right. And for most people, I mean, you say you have your home or your office space or a cubicle or something that you work in. Mm-hmm. And there it's not constant reflection. It's not a constant reflection. Ooh. Yeah. No wonder we're not stagnant. Dear God.
I'll be
running. Run, Forrest, run.
But we've thought about this a lot for ourselves and for you, and some kind of mind shift things that you can do that you can take action now and create the direction you want to be or the person you want to be, who you want to become, and start taking action for it now. So what's one thing you can do, Jan?
Let's see. One thing I can do is I actually seek people I trust. Mm-hmm. Sometimes because my reflection in the mirror may be weird, depending on where I am, right? And see how they see me, or have them hold the mirror up and the gentle, nope, that's not what I see. Or, are you sure? Are you sure?
Yeah. Because like we've talked about, we could be so hard on ourselves and really not see ourselves realistically. We could see ourselves worse than we are, actually. So, we're missing things. We just don't notice something. And
yes.
It really helps to have somebody else.
Yeah.
Comment.
It really does.
Feedback.
What's something else?
Taking a break and just stopping. I'm just and getting a reset. I think resets are so helpful.
So, yeah.
I don't know. Really, I mean, acknowledging that you are stuck with something, and then take a break from it and reset your head, or pull your head out, as I've said. Yeah.
Pull your head out of your ass. I know that's what you want to say. Damn it. Just say it. Just pull your head out of here. It's like, yeah. It's, yeah.
He's like, what?
What?
You are swearing.
Oh my
God.
But
we can change, right? We can make changes. We talked about that too, about the habits.
Yes. Micro habits. Oh, they really have come into play. I want to use the micro habits to create stronger, more dynamic habits, if that makes sense. Because I want these habits to show themselves up as change and not going to the same old, same old.
Yeah.
And so that's
danger zone.
Yeah. Danger zone. And I know you do too. We desire growth, 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 growth. My journey will be until I'm here no longer. I'm here no longer. I'm here no longer.
And just say no to thrashing around in the weeds and be intentional. Don't do that. Get down there in that muck. But if you get in the muck, just calm down and get out.
Right. I know.
And making that decision, like I do this regularly in my art, like what do I want to feel in this piece? Or what do I want this piece to feel like back to me? And what do I desire out of this day? What do I desire out of this month?
Ooh, the intention. The intention, putting the intention of what you want your day to look like. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And find your person, find your mirror.
Yeah.
And dare to look at it.
Dare. Be a daredevil. Be a daredevil. And, you know, and for me, sometimes it is just learning how to embrace the struggle, the change, and the darkness. I don't know who's familiar with the Enneagram, but I'm a 7. And us 7s, we like to be like happy, happy, happy. So embracing the struggle and the darkness can be good for us. Can be a struggle to embrace the struggle, but once we do it and we feel it and we grow from it, it's a good thing. But it little at a time. Do a little at a time. You can do it. You can do it. If I can do it, fucking anybody can do it. I'm not kidding.
That's not right.
And then you take a breath, right? Then you take a breath.
And as for the mirror, we do need each other so we can heal, but we can't heal each other.
Nope. 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 Can't fix it. Ooh. Would you say that one more time, Mary?
Yeah. I have to read it because I always forget. I was like, what? What did I just say?
What did I just say?
We need each other to heal.
Yes.
We can't heal each other.
Ooh. That's a lot. That's a lot right there. That's a lot. Yeah. So go find your mirror. Go find your person. And we hope that you take the challenge. Take the challenge. Don't stay stagnant. It's no fun. Actually, it's really no fun. Get out of the damn comfort zone. And as always, we are so grateful you're here. We are so grateful that you listen. We are so grateful that you follow. So we do also want you to jump on our email list and enjoy our emails that we send out weekly and some extra little nuggets that we do. Always hit the follow, hit the share, hit the like, and hit the comments. Come on now. And remember, lean and get it. When you're feeling stuck and your legs are wrapped by the muck.
Oh.
Take two.
Do it, take two.
Yeah. You can do it.